Shalom Rabos, I hope all is well. Excuse me, today's daf is Irvin, daf Samach Dalet, and we are here on Samach Gimel on the Beis. We just finished a whole discussion of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo, passing in front of your Rebbe, and now we are back to Hilchos Irvin, specifically in this parak, Din of Eruv, Eruve Chatzeros. So we're at Hahum Avoah, it's about 10 lines up from the bottom on Samach Gimel on the Beis. Hahum Avoah, Dahava Dayerba Lachman Bar Ristak. There was a mavoi, which a guy lived there, and his name was Lachman, the son of Ristak. And Amrulay, they said to him, Ogerlan Rishusech, and they wanted to ask him to rent out his Rishus, and Lo Ogerlahu, and he refused to, right? He thought they were pulling some sort of trick, didn't want, for whatever reason, he didn't want to. So Asru Amrulay Labai, so the Jews and the Chatzim went to Abai, and Amrulahu, they said to him, Zilu Batil Rishusechu Legabechad, well, if the guy really won't lend the Rishus to you, well, what you can do, you know, it's not the best situation, but what you can do is at least is you can all the Jews can be mevata the rishus to one of them, to one Jew, and have a yachid b'makom nachui, and then you'll have it's ki'ilu one Jew is living in a chater with a guy v'yachid b'makom nachui lo aser, and then like we said, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that if one Jew is living in a chater with a guy, so that one Jew is allowed to carry. So it's, again, it's not the best case, but at least this guy should be able to carry from his house into his chotzer. So be mevatel rishus for one guy, and so then he can at least use the chotzer. So Amarle Midu Hu Taima. So they said to him, is that really the reason? Right, that's the reason why a guy is asers a chotzer on a Jew. Right, Ella the lo shchiach the dairi. Right, if it's not common, right, the only reason that we say that it's mutter that for one goy and one Jew living in a chotzer, in a single chotzer, right, that's not common at all. But here it's much more common, right? Meaning yes, you're mevatel the rishus, but a lot of Jews are still there. Right, so the whole concern of being intermingling with goyim and stuff like that. You still have all the concerns, and the whole reason why a goy messes up an Erev in a chatzer, right, still applies because you have all these Jews there. So, Amalahu, so he said back to them, Kol betuli rishusaihu, anytime you're going to be vatal yurishus, Gabi chad, by one person, is also mezel delashchichahi. Rabbi said to them, you're mistaken. I didn't tell you that you should all be vatal rishus and be like one Jew living with a goy. When you're on the vatal rishus, that's also milsa de l'shchicha. That's a very uncommon occurrence when one Jew owns all of the rights to the chatzer, and therefore milsa de l'shchicha v'gozer v'rabbanan. In a case where it's not comparable, which is not common, rather, Chazal were not gozer this din d'rabbanan. Right? That happens all over shas. Right? Milsa de l'shchicha. But if something happens, a case that's not common, right? So the chachamim were not gozer. So this also Abaye's etza was okay. Get yourself into a case which is not common. Chazal were not gozer at that point, and then you guys can use the chotzer. So also Rav Huna b'rid Rav Yeshua Amar l'shmaitzi k'mei de Rava. So Rav Huna b'rid Rav Yeshua told over the story in front of Rava. So Amalei, he said to him, "Imkein b'taltas Torah's eruv me'osu mavui." Right, if you do that, you're going to mess up the whole concept of an eruv by the mavui. Right, what's going to happen? You're going to be mavata the rishus. You're never going to make an eruv. Right, mistama the guy is not going to change his mind. Right, so that's going to be what they do every single week, and everybody will forget about the whole concept of Eruv. Right, so the Gemara says, Dema'arvi, no say nechanami, so they'll do an Eruv as well. So, but the problem with that is that Yomru Eruv Mo'el B'makom Nachri. Well, people will think that an Eruv works even if there's a goy in the Chatzar. Right, and really, in general, that's not true. So the Gemara says, Dema'arzinan Achru. The Macharzina. Okay, so we'll announce that there's a guy there, and that's why it works. Well, what about the children? What about the generations? Meaning the kids will grow up, and they'll see that they're making an Erev in the Chatzar with a guy, and they'll think that that's the Halacha, and then they'll go and live in other places, and then no one's going to remember that was a whole special situation. So Allah Marav, so Rav gives his own suggestion. Let one Jew go become friends with him, and let him ask for a place, meaning ask him to use a place in the chatzer. And then let the Jew leave something or store something in the chatzer of the goy, meaning in the goy's part of the chatzer. And then, And needed to have like a schiro velikito, and then you'll end up being it'll be similar. You'll be similar to someone who's working for him, someone who's working for the guy. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu schiro, afilu likito, nosi neruvo vidayo. And the halacha is that even a person's worker is allowed to act as his representative to set up an eruv. So if a Jew kind of makes himself quote unquote indebted or working as a servant for the guy, so then the Jew can set up the guy's eruv without ever knowing about it. You asked me a question. The whole concept of eruv not working when a guy is in a chatzer, so that we don't become friends with the guyim. So that's a good question, and I didn't see it really dealt with anywhere. But that was Rava's suggestion. I'm really by the Rav Yosef. If I said to Rav Yosef, what about if there are five workers? Right? Again, just schiro is a worker, and lekito people who work in the field. Either way, let's say there are 10 workers, right? Five workers and five field workers. Right? So is that fine? Does that help? Is that an issue? Is that a problem? So Amalei, im amru schiro lekito lahakel, right? Yom schiro lekito lahachmer, right? They're not going to say that it's a chumra. Meaning this whole concept of schiro lekito, that you're allowed to use one of the servants to set up the eruv for the master. Right? That's a kula to allow us, right, to allow us to set up proper eruvim. But if you have more than them, right, you don't need to get from every single one. That's not going to be a requirement. That's not going to lead to a chumrah. Right? That's not Chazal didn't want that lakito issue to make it more difficult for you to set up an eruv. Okay, Gufa. Let's go back to what we just said. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. I feel the schiro, I feel the kito, no sin eruv v'dayo. Right, a worker can set up an eruv for the master, and that works out. I'm Rav Nachman, kamamaya hashmaitzer. Nachman said, "Oh, what a geshmaka pshat! Great pshat! I love that pshat." I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, and then Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that shasa revis yain al yore, and he said, meaning nothing to do with this, but Rav Yehuda said again in the name of Shmuel that if a person drinks a revius of wine, he shouldn't paskin, right? Because he has to have a clear head. And Rav Nachman said immediately, lo maya hashmaitza. Oh, I don't like that word at all. Because for me, Rav Nachman said, that for me, the opposite is true. Until I drink a little bit of wine, why my das is not clear. So Rav said, my time, what's the reason? Rav said back to Rav Nachman, said, what are you doing? Right, Hamar Avacha Bar Chanina. Rav Acha Bar Chanina said, "My dechliv." What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Veroa Zonos Yovan Hon"? That's a pasuk in. Where is that pasuk? In Mishlei. It sounds like Mishlei-ish, right? I just want to see. So Mishlei, maybe somewhere. Okay, fine. It sounds like something Shlomo Melech would say. Veroa Zonos, someone who farms prostitutes. Or really, I guess, you know, shepherds prostitutes, Yabed Hon will lose all of his stuff. So what does that mean? Kol Omer Shmuel Zu Noah, Shmuel Zu Inu Noah, right? Ma'abed Hona Shal Torah. If anybody says, oh, I like that vort, but I don't like that vort, so he loses all of his Torah. So Rav Nachman, what are you doing? Why are you complimenting one Dvar Torah over another? So Amalei, Hajibi, he says, you know what, I take it back. In Echanami. That's okay, I didn't realize. The Rachonim already talked about whether it's if you're allowed to say something's meaning. What's going on over here? Meaning, are you just not allowed to denigrate the Torah, or are you even not allowed to say, "Oh, I love that pshat," implying that all the other pshatim that you've heard are not so nice? Right? Is that the Rachonim already talk about the halacha? I'm not familiar really how we paskin, right? But people, I know the people who are careful not to say, "Oh, that's a great vort," because they're choshes, you know, they don't want to denigrate all the other vorts. But it could be very well that really what the issue here is when he said, when Rav Nachman said, where was the lashon? Lo mali hashmaitza, right? I don't like that vort. So it could be that that's a pshat here, that you really shouldn't say, oh, that makes no sense. Because, you know, lamaisa, who are we? You don't understand the pshat. So you decide, oh, that makes no sense, that's not a good pshat. So a little humility, right? The Torah is emes lamito, right? The Rishonim, right? We always have this discussion when we're learning Torah, like when you're learning the Gemara, right? You're not like, Tosos isn't what he's talking about. Hold on a second. Okay, let's take a step back here, okay? Tosos knew very well what he was talking about, all right? Maybe you don't understand what he's talking about. But obviously we have to have a little humility in the concept of Yuridus Hadoros. Okay, that's the Musar for today. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, back in the Vayitra on the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Shasui Al Yispalo. The Gemara now jumping off from this whole statement of you, there are Mashmul that the person who drinks wine shouldn't paskin. It's going to talk a little bit about drinking and paskining, drinking and davening. So Rav Huna says that shasui, someone has had some wine to drink, he shouldn't daven. V'mispalo tefila so tefila. But if he daven, so that's fine. Shikur, but if someone is totally trashed, al yispalo v'mispalo tefila so tehoiva. Right? If he shouldn't daven, and if he does daven, then his davening is disgusting. Then it's an abomination. So Gemara says the obvious question: Hechi dami shasui v'hechi dami shikur. Okay, what's the difference? It's not about to give me a blood alcohol level, but what's the difference between someone who had a little bit to drink and someone who's trashed? It's Kiyad Rabbi Abba Bar Shumani from Menasseh Bar Yirmiyah Megifti Havukam Mefatri Mehadadi. So the story goes that these two Rabbanim were leaving each other Amarava de Nahar on the west bank of the Nahar Yofti, right on the west bank of the Yofti River. So Amru they said Kol Chad Minan Leila Milso de Loshmei Lechaver. Let's say a word that the other one has never heard. Right? Say something. Tell me something I never heard before. Right? The Amar Mari Bar Rav Huna, because we had already Gemar and Brachos. Lo Yiftar Adam Mechaveru Ela Mitach Dvar Alacha. My person, whenever he leaves, so when he takes a leave of someone else, he should say Dvar Alacha Shem Toch Kach Zochros, because that's how a person will remember it. So Pasach Chad VeAmar. So one of them said, Hechidami, what is the Hechidami Shosu, Hechidami Shikor? Again, he said this halacha. What's the difference between having something to drink and being totally drunk? Shosu, kol shiyochel dabur lefnei melech. Right? If you had something to drink, that's someone who can still speak in front of the king. Right? He has his wits, his ability to formulate words, he can still speak. Shikor, someone who's totally trash, so the kol shiyochel dabur lefnei melech, someone who is not able to speak in front of the king. Okay. And again, right, this doesn't come up so much, but it definitely comes up on Purim. For example, Ma'ariv on Purim, depending on how much a person has had to drink, right, that's obviously, it's important to keep this in mind. Pasach idach v'yomer, the other guy said, right, again, the story, right, they were taking leave of each other, so one guy said this halacha, the other one said, ha-machzik b'nichseh hager ma-yaseh v'yizkaimu b'yodo, if a person is machzik in nichseh hager, we know that the din is that a ger, someone who converts, so he doesn't have any blood relatives, even his parents, right, are not, and even if they convert, they're not considered halachic relatives. And if he dies without any relatives, so his property becomes hefker. So if a person is zocha, and this right, he acquires for house, however he acquires the property of a guy, so what should he do that he should keep it? Right? Meaning he just made a lot of money, right? He just had a windfall of some sort. So what should he do that the money should stay in his hands? Yikach ben sefer Torah. He should use it to buy sefer Torah. Rashi says over here, right? You don't have to use all of the money, but with some of the money, you should take some of the money that you buy a sefer Torah, do a mitzvah. And the schus of buying a sefer Torah with some of the money, the rest of the money will stay in your possession. Some Rishonim over here, not Rishonim, maybe Achronim, use this gemara to prove that the din of Maaser Ksavim is not in the Torah. Or is not maybe not even the Rabbanan. Because it says here, what should you do with it? Right? You get Nichsei Hager, you get a lot of money. What should you do? You should buy a Sefer Torah with some of the money and you keep the rest. It doesn't say here about a percentage, so it could be that that's okay. Either way, that's a whole discussion. Rav Sheshes says, Afilu Bal Benichsei Ishta, right? Even if a case is a person marries rich, he marries well. Right, his wife is wealthy, he marries in, so what should he do? Right, Rashi says again, buy the mevibu, mitzvah, do some sort of mitzvah with the new money that you just got, right, out of nowhere. Dilma de tavuba, inshi nami, right, okay, right, be in Ibisha, right, you want to make sure to avoid ayin hara, right, you want to do some mitzvahs with the new money that you just got. Rav Amarava says, if you evid iska v'revach, even if you did business, right, even if you worked for your money, quote unquote. And you were in Matzliach, so you should also take any new money that comes in, you should do some sort of mitzvah with some of it, and the rest of it you will be zocha to keep. Okay, again, the same idea in terms of, what does the Kosh Baruch Hu give us parnasa for, what does he give us wealth for? But as we say, if you say the tefillah every day in Shema Koleinu, right, Lasor Ritzonecha, Lasok Besor Secha, Kayin Mitzvah Secha, right, what do you need money for? You need money to do what Kosh Baruch Hu wants. So if a person is zocha to a lot of money, he should do some mitzvahs with it, and then he'll be zocha to keep it. Rav Papa says, Afilu Matzah Metziah, even if a person just finds an item, he should also give some of the value to tzedakah. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afilu Kasa Bu Tefillin. Right, even if you write tefillin, meaning that would work, so you don't have to buy a sefer Torah, you could write tefillin. or pay someone to write tefillin. From Rav Chanan ben Tamar, Rav Chanina, my Korah, what's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Vayidur Yisrael neder." Yisrael made a neder right before they had a milchama against the. We didn't know who it was, but they attacked them. He said, "Whoever is attacking me, we will give their any all the spoils will be their kosh baruch hu." And sure enough, they were successful. Okay. Amar Rabbi Bar Ruchana, Derech Mil Veshina Kolshu Mafiganes Ayayin. What helps to help a person sober up? Derech Mil, a 1 mile, or 1 mil rather, journey. Veshina, and some sleep. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Bar Ravuna, Lo Shano Ela Shishasa Kedei Revias, right? That's only if he drank a Revias, right? A small amount of wine. Avashasa Yosem Revias, but if he drank more than wine, Kolsh again, Shederech Toradoso, Veshina Mishkarta, right? If he drinks more than that, so then traveling and sleeping will mess you up even worse. So that's right, again, that's not going to help you, right? If someone travels right away or goes to sleep, so wakes up with a splitting headache, right? It's not helpful. So Gemara says, 1 second, Vederech Mil Befiga Yayin, right? Really, you're telling me the distance of one, a trip of 1 meal long, will help you with the drunkenness. By the way, a meal is like 3,500 feet. I forget exactly the calculations. Could be al payamama. I'm not sure exactly. I don't remember. But the number 3,500 in terms of feet stick in my head. But I think that's incorrect. Also, I think there's a range depending on how you view how much an ama is. Okay. Either way, fine. It's not a mile, but it's closer to a mile than half a mile. Let's put it that way. Either way. Right, so the Gemara says, in 1 meal really will help you with the wine, but Tani will end in a brisa, and the proof will be at the end, that you'll see that they traveled 3 meal to take care of the wine. But either way, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, there's a story with Rabbi Gamliel, Shairoche Valachomor, he was riding on a donkey, Vaimahalech me Akko Luxiv, right? That was his journey from Akko to Xiv. Rabbi Eloi Mahalech Achorov, and Rabbi Eloi was traveling with him. Matza Gluskin Baderech, he found the Gluski Yofer, right? We have by Pesach, right? The next Pesach that we're going to learn is Pesachim. So get ready for Gluski Yofa, right? And it works out nicely. I think we finished Pesach right before Pesach. But okay, Gluski Yofa is a nice piece of cake, a nice piece of bread. So he found it lying on the derech, and Amarlo Eloi tul gluski min haderech. He said, pick up that piece of bread, right? But notice that he didn't eat it. Matza nachri echad, he found one guy. Amarlo magvoi tol gluskin halalu me Eloi. So he said, Mavgoi, which is the guy's name, as we'll see in a second, that Rabbi Gamliel was talking to Eloi, he said, go to Eloi, go to Mavgoi and give him this piece of bread. Nitzvah lo Rabbi Eloi, and Amar lo Mehechanata. So he went up to the guy, and Rabbi Eloi said, where are you from? So Amar lo Meheyeres Shel Borgonin. I'm from the huts, the city of huts. Meaning he was like a gypsy or a Bedouin or whatever. So he said, Mashmech, what's your name? So the guy said, Mavgoi, Shmeini, my name is Mavgoi. So Gemara says, Klum Herkercha Rabbi Gamliel, Meolim, have you ever met this guy, Rabbi Gamliel, who I'm traveling with? So I'm a lot of love. So I said, I have no idea, never met him before in my life. So it was a Shal, Amadnu, Shekivin, Rabbi Gamliel, Ruach HaKodesh. So he realized that Rabbi Gamliel had some sort of Ruach HaKodesh, because he knew the guy's name before he ever met him. Ushloshet Dvarim, Lamadnu, Meos HaShal. We learned 3 things from this story. Lamadnu, we learned that Shem Ma'avir Nala Ochlin, you shouldn't pass by if food is on the ground, you shouldn't pass by, you should pick it up. Lamadnu Shehochan Achrei Rov Ovrei Drachim, and if you have to determine whether the food is kosher or not, right, whether it's bread made by a Jew or a Goy, right, Pasakum, right, you don't eat Pasakum, it's Dindar Abanan, certainly at times of Gemara they were makbid for it, certainly. So we go based on the Rov, the majority of the travelers, and Rabbi Gamliel, obviously, that on that journey, the majority of the travelers were goyim, so he didn't eat it. Falamadnu, we also learned shechamtzu shal nachri achar pesach moter ba'ana. Rashi says over here is after Pesach, and you see that the chametz of a goy after Pesach, it is moter ba'ana. Have an issue of chametz shavala or Pesach. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, that's the end of that story. Kevin shagia the chsiv, when he got to the city of chsiv, ba'echa lishol al nidro, a person came to Rabbi Gamliel to ask him about his neder, right? You're allowed to take back, you're allowed to walk back a neder that a person makes. If he regrets it, he has to go to Shilas Chacham. You have to go to Talmud Chacham, and he can be mevatel your neder. So the guy came to Rabbi Gamliel, and he said, oh, I want to be made for neder. So Amar lezeh she'imo, so Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Eloi, who was with him, Klum shasinu revias yayin ha'italki, do we drink anything on our travels? Is Italian wine, maybe? I don't remember. So Amar lo hein, he said, yes. So yeah, we had, sure enough, we did. So M. Cain, Rabbi Gamliel said, if that's true, yitai lachareinu ad sheyafeg yeinino. So he said, okay, so he told this guy to come with him, I guess that we're going back. And you have to wait until you know, my wine dissipates, meaning until I sober up. Right, his stomach, he wasn't trashed, right? But he wouldn't even be made for the nether, as you'll see. He put on a talus, he sat down. It was a serious business. He didn't take it lightly. So he wouldn't even do that if he had had any wine whatsoever. So, and here's the point that we're trying to make, right? We said before that one meal will mess up, will help you with the wine, but here in this case, by Rabbi Gamliel, v'til achrei and gimel milin. But here he waited three meal, actually gila sulma shel tzur, until he came to a sulma of tzur. What is that? I forget. I think it means a part of a rock. Or tzur is a rock. Sulma, I forget what it means. Some part in the mountains. Rashi says, oh, there it is. Yeah, okay. Rashi says, malos har gavoa. Right, he came to a high point in the mountains. Kevin shegiel esulma the tzur yer Rav Gamliel ben Achamor. Right again, after three meal, so that you got to the height of the mountains. So Rav Gamliel came down from his donkey, ben his atef, and he wrapped himself in his talus, v'yosha, and he sat on the ground, v'hitru lo nidro, and he was made for. He said to this guy, okay, you can be made for a nether, and you can get rid of, you can get out of your nether. We learned a ton of things from this story. Apparently, this Italian wine is intense, and even a revius will make you drunk, or drunk enough not to paskin. Filamanu shikur al yore, and we learned that someone who is drunk cannot paskin. Filamanu shederach mefigas ayayin, and we learned that traveling will help someone sober up. Filamanu shein mefir nedarim lo rochu v'lo mahalech v'lo omed al yoshev, and we learned that you can only be made for nether if you sit. So, but here's the kicker. But katani mias, however, we taught shlosha milin. Right, so you need three meal. I thought it was one meal. So Gemara says, "Shiny yain italki dimishagar tvei." No, Italian wine is different. That's the best wine, Italian wine, and it's also the most intoxicating wine. So he needed more time to sober up from his drinking. Right, v'amar Rav Nachman bar Rabba bar Avua lo shanu el shoshas revius al shoshas yosim revius kol shekain derech torato v'shinim mishkaroso. So he said, one second, but didn't we say that if you drink more than a revius, so that messes you up? But if you drink a revius, yeah, then it's fine. Right, so how could he travel and do all this stuff? Right, why would that help you? But if you tell me that, if you tell me that drinking a revius of Italian wine is like drinking more than a revius of regular wine, so why would he have traveled? Right? How does Rabbi Gamliel traveling, right? How does that do anything? So Gemara says, Rachuv Shaini, that no, he was riding. He wasn't walking, he was riding. So riding is fine. That's ready. You can relax. You can calm down, right? If you're traveling, right? Back then, they used to travel on foot. So you can imagine someone who's drunk trying to travel. So that would be an issue. But if you're riding, so that's totally fine. So Gemara says, "Hashta dasa lahachi." Now you tell me that they were riding, and that helps out. So Rabbi Mechama and Rabbi Lukasha. Right? So the problem for Rabbi Mechama is not a problem either, right? Between one meal and three meal, rachov shiny. By riding. It is different. That's why Rabbi Gamliel went longer, went farther. But for someone who had a revius of regular wine and he's walking, so then you only need one meal. Because at that point, but again, you have to really differentiate between regular wine and Italian wine. Right? If you're walking, so then you need one meal because some of the sweat, however, whatever the science is, the sweat will work out the drunkenness from you. I'm not sure, but if you're walking and exerting yourself, so then you'll sober up faster, as opposed to riding. Skomar says, "Ain't is that really true?" Rav Nachman said, "Mafir in the meaning ain't in terms of why did he sit to be made for nether?" Rav Nachman, "Mafir in the dar, bim halach bim omid bim rachuv." Right, the din Rav Nachman say you can be matir nether regardless of how the rav is. Sitting, standing, riding, whatever. This is actually Tanahi. It's actually Machlokes Tanaim. Diikla mandamar poskim becharata. Vika lamandamar ain't poskim becharata. Because there's someone who says that you need to find some sort of grounds for the guy not to want to complete his nether. I mean, you have to kind of look into the backstory and find a reason for the guy not, you know, to feel bad about making the nether in the first place. You have to talk it out with him. But so according to that mandamer, then you have to sit down because that's already a discussion. But according to the mandamer, it says you don't actually have to find any reason for the guy to not want to have made the nether. So just the fact that he's coming to you that says that, oh, I want to get rid of your nether, so that's fine. I want to get rid of my nether, so that's fine. That's enough. So then, right, you don't have to sit, and then you can just do that without any real discussion whatsoever. To Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, my pasuk leiram Gamliel lehu gavra, meaning what did the guy say to him? What did the guy Rabbi Gamliel sit and say to him? He said Yesh buta kimad koros cherev v'loshen chachamim merape. Right, quote the pasuk again, the pasuk in Mishlei. Speech is like a sword, but the language of Talmid Chachamim heals it up. Yeah, meaning that's talking about someone who makes a nether. And call a boter roy ledokro becharev. Anyone who says a nether and that he can't fulfill, or even a nether that he thinks he can fulfill, but maybe he won't. So that's like you should stab him with a sword. But the Chachamim can heal him, meaning the Chachamim can be Matir Neder. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel, right? Wanted to find something to say to him that would make him be like, oh, if I knew I had to get stabbed by a sword, what? So then he wouldn't want to have done his Neder. And then he would regret it. Okay, Amar Mar, we said, again, we mentioned you can't pass by food. Amar Rabbi Yochai, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Lo Shanu Ela Bedoros HaRishonim. That was only back in the day. She'im Benos Yisrael, Prutos B'Kshafim. When the Jewish girls were not doing Kshafim, magic, black magic. Abu Bedoros HaChronim, but nowadays, She'benos Yisrael, Prutos B'Kshafim, when Rechman Al-Tzlan, the Jews are doing sorcery, then Mavriran, don't touch that bread. It could be a trap, some sort of black magic or whatnot. Tatana Vandana Braisa, Shleimim Mavirin, Ptitin, in Mavirin. If it's a full loaf of bread, you should leave that alone. But if it's pieces, so apparently that's not used for kshafim, for magic, and you can pick those up. I'm the Ravasi, the Ravashi, Vaptitin lo abdam. What, you don't do, they don't do magic on pieces. Foxy, if Puzzle says, Vatchaleno si elami vishalish so'orim of Ptitin lechem. Right, you do these terrible things to me, right? To Chalena, you desecrate me, you mechal me on pieces of bread. Right, so the Gemara says, the shakli ba'agrayu. Right, so no, so that pasuk is talking about how the women, the Jewish women, are doing black magic. That's the payment for the spells that they give is pieces of bread. But it's not talking about actually doing the magic on the pieces of bread. Okay, fine. All right, well, obviously we'll stop here, and we'll go back to Hail Geshas tomorrow. Shkoyach Gadol Rabosai, and have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.